one again, please. Heavenly Father,
Padre Celestial,
so blessed,
tan bendecido,
to be here, to be in your presence,
estar en tu presencia,
to be gathered with saints of like precious faith,
reunidos con santos de la misma fe.
We just ask this morning,
pedimos en esta mañana, solo,
do that we just say, strengthen us,
eso,
Lord,
que acabamos de decir, danos fuerzas.
We can get so caught up in so many things in this day.
Nos quedamos atrapados en tantas cosas en este día.
But we must be caught up in you.
Pero tenemos que estar atrapados en ti.
You yourself.
Tú mismo.
Lord.
Señor.
So many things.
Tantas cosas.
My brother Branham said, I
como el hermano Branham dice,
may not know the word, but I know the author.
Tal vez no conozca la palabra, pero conozco al autor.
But it was because he knew you, the author, that he knew the word like he did.
Pero por causa que te conoce a ti, al autor, conocía la palabra como él lo hizo.
Because only he, knowing him in the way he did,
pero solo conociendo la manera como él lo hizo,
could hear his voice and
escuchar su voz,
receive the revelation from
recibir
you
la revelación de ahí.
Now that's a sort of a
es como
problem in this day, Lord.
Un problema en este día, Señor.
We can know so much,
podemos saber tanto,
and not even know you,
y ni siquiera conocerte.
So we're going to back up this morning, Lord, and just get grounded.
Echarnos para atrás y estar anclados.
Help us, Father.
Ayúdanos, Padre.
Lord, I just commit this service now into your hands.
Ahora,
in the name of the Lord Jesus.
En el nombre del Señor Jesús.
We thank you for being with us.
Gracias por estar con nosotros.
And we come to meet with you under the blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus.
Nuestro Señor Jesús.
Now we got confidence.
Ahora tenemos confianza.
We will not meet in vain.
Que
you will
no
be with us.
Estaremos reunidos aquí en vano.
So my cry of my heart,
es el clamor de mi corazón.
Feed your sheep, Lord.
Alimenta tus ovejas, Señor.
Feed them.
Alimentalas.
Meet them where they're at.
Encuéntralas donde ellos se encuentren.
And we're all in different places,
estamos
but you know
diferentes
that.
Lugares. But tú lo sabes.
Take us higher,
tomamos,
deeper,
llévanos más alto,
into
más profundo,
more the reality of
más a una realidad.
Father, we ask it in Jesus'
te dimos
name.
En el nombre de
Jesucristo. Amen. Thanks. Amen. You may be
gracias,
seated.
Se sentar.
Nice to see you all.
Bueno, mirarlos a todos.
God bless you.
Dios les bendiga.
Daniel, God bless you.
Daniel, Dios te bendiga.
Nice to see everybody. Carlin's made it down. Or even Russ is here. Shazam.
Aún Russ está aquí. Se muestra. Se ve.
Yeah.
Sí.
And nice to have Jason and Amy.
Y bueno tener a Jason y Amy aquí.
And he will be preaching, but
él estará predicando.
I'm a little protective of him right now, so don't you wear him out.
No lo cansen.
He's worn out. He needs
él está cansado.
To have some time with the Lord to regroup and.
Tenemos un tiempo con el Señor para reagruparnos.
All right, everybody.
¿Está bien?
Communion Sunday.
Es comunión. El domingo.
I was with the young people.
Estuve con la gente joven.
And the Lord put it on my heart to give them
el Señor me puso en el corazón el darles
some basic scriptures.
Unas escrituras básicas.
Well, then,
bueno, entonces,
that evening,
esa tarde,
after church,
después del servicio,
I got requests from about 4 different ones saying, please do that for us. So that's what we're doing.
Cuatro de ellos pidieron esto, que lo hiciéramos
so, youngins.
Lo estamos haciendo.
Vamos. You still got those scriptures in your Bible? You better.
Ustedes tienen
esas. I printed them out for you.
Más vale que lo tengan. Las printé para
Hold
ustedes.
Them up if you got them.
Sosténganlas arriba si las tienen.
Zoe.
Zoe.
You didn't lose it, did you, honey? Okay. Who's got them? Oh, Natalie's got them.
Oh, Natalie got them.
Christian.
Oh.
Oh,
Christian.
There's Noah's.
Noah's las tiene.
Oh, okay. Well, Levi's got them.
Levi también.
Okay, Josh, I wanted you there so bad because...
Quería ir tanto, Joshua.
You got the greatest Sunday school teacher in the world right there, and I didn't want
to
intrude
de,
on his territory.
Realmente me metí.
Okay, so
entonces,
we're going to go over basic scriptures.
There it
is, right there already.
Están.
That's what we're going to talk about.
Es de lo que vamos
scriptural
a hablar.
Placing of the end time Elijah ministry.
La ubicación escritural de
Why?
La ministerio de Elías en el tiempo final.
In all of your testifying in this day, it is so important to know where you stand in the scripture.
Que saber dónde usted se
so you can
escritura.
Talk, it's just Brother Branham says that in not Satan's Eden, God of this evil age, he says, you can talk about Jesus all day long.
Malvada. Usted puede hablar okay. De Jesús todo el tiempo. Todo
just
el
don't
día.
Bring anything present tense.
Tan solo no traiga usted nada tiempo
and the minute
presente.
You mention a prophet,
el día, el momento
the
usted
minute
menciona
you
profeta,
mention that word,
momento en que usted menciona esa palabra, profeta,
you are categorized and
usted está categorizado.
Shunned, and you are labeled as a cult.
Y lo ponen a usted una okay. Tarjeta como de culto.
But if pero, you know where you're standing and where it is in the Word of God,
y dónde está en el nombre de Dios,
okay, then you,
entonces,
that'll help us.
Dios nos
so,
ayude. Entonces,
that's what we're going to do today. It might be elementary.
Tal vez sea
that's okay.
Primaria.
It's good
eso
for all
bien.
Of us
es para todos nosotros
to review.
El revisar.
So to begin with,
para comenzar,
we want to see how Jesus would build his church.
Queremos mirar cómo Jesús
so what does the revelation of Jesus Christ and the spirit of Elijah have to do with each other?
¿Qué tiene esto que ver el espíritu de Elijah en todo esto?
That's what we have to find out.
Es lo que tenemos que encontrar.
He says he will build his church. He lays out for
dice
us all.
Su iglesia,
and for all the church ages.
Y para todas las edades de la iglesia.
When he is talking to his disciples, particularly Peter.
Cuando está hablando a sus discípulos, particularmente
and
a
then
Pedro,
we're going to look at that and then see.
Y miramos,
oh, I need my little clicker, don't I? See, I'm not as proficient as smart people are, so I got to just use this. All right. Stand with me because we're
parece
going
conmigo,
to use this.
Vamos a usar esto. Parece conmigo.
This will be our text today.
Este va a ser nuestro texto el día de hoy.
When Jesus came to the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples,
viniendo Jesús a la región de Cesarea de Filipo,
young people, you have to pay attention. I'm going to quiz you.
Jóvenes, tienen que poner atención. Les voy a hacer preguntas.
Yeah.
Sí.
Okay. Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?
¿Quién los hombres dicen que el Hijo del Hombre es?
Question for you.
Pregunta para ustedes.
What in the world does that have to do?
¿Qué carambas tiene eso que ver?
Here we are.
Aquí nos
we're disciples. We're
somos
Jews.
Somos
we're
judíos.
Not in a good state.
Estamos
we're
en un
poor.
Buen estado.
We have to
estamos,
pay taxes
pobres.
To Rome.
Que pagar taxes a Roma.
What's that have to do with where I'm at in life?
¿Qué tiene eso que ver con dónde
okay.
Me encuentro?
How can I even relate to that?
¿Cómo aún yo me puedo relacionar
oh,
con ello?
You're just sounding spiritual.
Oh, tú estás sonando
but
espiritual,
I can't bring this and make no. So what? Okay.
No puedo traer esto y hacer,
and they said, qué? Some say you are John the Baptist.
Que tú eres Juan el Bautista,
some Elias, Elijah.
Elías,
others Jeremiah,
otros,
one of the prophets.
Jeremías, o alguno
says,
de los profetas.
But who do you say
digo,
that I am?
¿Y vosotros quién decís que soy yo?
Why, Zoe, do you think that's important
¿por qué,
for us
tú
to know?
Piensas que es importante para que nosotros sepamos?
16.
16.
And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ.
Tú eres el Cristo,
the Son of the living God.
El Hijo del Dios viviente.
And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah,
for
flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto
thee. Nobody. Sino mi Padre que está en los cielos.
The only place you got this was from your Father in heaven. Isn't that amazing? And I say, I will build upon this rock, I will build my church. And the gates of hell will not prevail
against it.
And I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth, thou shalt be bound in heaven.
And whatsoever
thou shalt loose on earth, thou shalt be loose in heaven. Thank you. You may be seated. Avery, since you're a youngin', why do you need to know this? How is this going to help you through all the battles of life?
¿Cómo te va a ayudar esto a través de todas las batallas de la vida?
Uh-huh.
Sí.
Okay, teenagers.
Jóvenes, jovencitas.
You got everything in this realm.
Ustedes tienen todo en este reino.
Brother Branham says hell is pressing itself into this dimension.
Right, Christian? Presionando hacia esta dimensión, ¿correcto,
Christian? Seth, do you feel it?
¿Lo sientes tú, Seth?
Do you feel the devil would love to just pounce on you all every day? Does he speak into your mind?
Quiere venir todo el tiempo, todo el día, mientras te habla a tu mente, quiere presionarse él.
Okay, so Mina, if I have all these battles going on, and it's what do my friends think of me?
Okay,
am I liked at school?
Me gusta la escuela.
Nobody likes me. Everybody hates me. I'm going to go eat worms, you know?
No le gusta a nadie en la escuela. Todos me odian.
Remember that?
¿Recuerdan ustedes eso?
I don't know. Even though no, that's we're old.
Yeah. Ya estamos viejos, tú.
What is why do I need to know who Jesus
¿Por qué
is?
Necesito saber quién es Jesús?
And what does it make any difference? I have all these battles going on.
Tengo todas esas batallas pasando.
I have all this stuff going on around
Tengo
me.
Todas esas cosas aconteciendo
I'm in a mess.
Estoy en un
My
enredo.
Emotions are a mess.
Mis emociones son un enredo.
My hormones are a mess.
Mis hormonas también son un enredo.
And your hormones are driving you crazy.
Y sus hormonas lo están volviendo loco, loca.
Right?
Correcto.
And y all of a sudden,
de repente,
we go to church and says, "You got to know who Jesus is."
Vamos a la iglesia y tenemos que saber quién Jesús es.
What he is.
¿Qué? Sí.
Look at what he says there in verse 18.
Mira lo que dice ahí en el versículo 18.
Upon this rock I will build my church.
Sobre esta roca edificaré mi iglesia.
I want all the young people to read out loud with me the next phrase.
Quiero que todos los jóvenes lean esta, la siguiente frase.
What's he say? And the what? Read it out loud, young people.
Joven, joven.
And the gates.
Y las puertas
gates of hell shall what?
No prevalecerán
against it.
Contra ella.
Are you fighting the gates of hell?
¿Esto está peleando las puertas del infierno?
Huh?
¿Eh?
And you know, you can make up all kinds of safe places.
¿Te puedes hacer todo
and parents
de
can come
seguro.
Up with all kinds of safety
hermanos,
things.
Los padres pueden venir con todo tipo de
but this is the one Jesus says is a safe place. Do you want to fight the devils? You have to be here.
Seguro.
Isn't that strange?
¿No es eso extraño?
Huh?
Sí.
Isn't that odd?
No es extraño.
Hey, parents,
hey, padres,
whenever you have been counseling your children, have you taken
están
them
aconsejando
here?
A sus hijos, ¿los han llevado ahí, ustedes, padres? ¿Eh?
Why not?
¿Por qué no?
Because we haven't connected the dots.
Porque no hemos conectado los puntos.
So hopefully today
espero que
you're going to understand why you have to know.
Usted tiene que saber.
Not who he is.
No quién él es.
Not about him.
No acerca de él.
You have to know him.
Tienen que conocerlo.
Okay.
A él. Está bien.
And if you know him.
Y si usted lo conoce.
And parents.
Y padres.
You can lead them all kinds of circles, even in doctrines and everything else, but never know him.
Tipo de
how do we
círculos,
know that?
Doctrina. Pero ¿cómo
because we've done it for
nosotros?
Decades.
Porque lo hemos hecho por décadas.
Right.
Por así es como
why does 1 Corinthians 13,
¿por qué 1 Corinthians 13?
Though I, you know, do you want to be a clanging cymbal or a tingling brass?
¿Quieres ser un símbolo limpio o este tipo de metal brilloso?
You can know all the mysteries.
Usted puede conocer todos
and
los
not have him. Okay.
Y no conocerlo a él.
So.
Entonces,
if you do that, you're lost.
Si usted hace eso, usted está perdido.
Who wants it?
¿Quién lo quiere?
So listen, teenagers, please.
Escuchen, jóvenes,
please,
por favor,
you got battles.
Ustedes tienen batallas.
You might not admit it here today.
Tal vez no lo admita aquí hoy.
Listen.
Aquí.
We're old.
Nos estamos viejos.
And you say, what do you know about my battles?
¿Qué tú sabes acerca de mis batallas?
We were your age. Okay.
¿Está bien?
We know what those hormones do.
Sabemos lo que esas hormonas hacen.
We know what peer pressure does to you.
Sabemos lo que esta presión en contra de usted hace.
Zoe, what does peer pressure mean?
¿Qué significa esto, Zoe?
Yeah, it's the pressure. You are at an age, okay?
Estás en una edad
where parents become clunky.
Donde los padres llegan a ser un poquito testarudos.
And clunky old mom and dad don't have a clue what I'm going through.
Y los okay. padres testarudos no tienen ni idea.
But my friends are the most important thing in my life.
Son lo más importante en mi vida.
Is that true, Christian?
¿Es eso verdad, Christian?
Do you care what your friends think about you, Christian?
¿Te importa lo que tus padres piensan de ti, Christian?
Seth?
Seth?
Levi?
Levi?
You just wait a few years. This is the only safe place.
Este es el único lugar seguro.
It's the only place that Jesus tells us that you are going to be safe, that all of the devils in hell cannot win and take you over.
Ganar y tomar control de usted.
So,
entonces,
it's not knowing about him.
Es no conocer acerca de él.
It's like something happened inside of Peter.
Algo pasó dentro de Peter, de Pedro, perdón.
And what happened inside of him?
¿Y qué pasó dentro de él?
Connected him to the Lord.
Lo conectó con el Señor.
So deeply.
Tan profundamente.
That when it was time for him to seal his testimony, he says, "I'm not worthy."
Para sellar su testimonio, dijo él, "No soy digno."
To be crucified like he was. Now, I want you to think about that.
Como él fue crucificado. Okay. Quiero que piense usted acerca de esto.
Now, that was something deep that happened.
Eso era algo profundo.
Thou, it's not just thou art the Christ.
No, tan solo tú eres el Cristo.
That's nice.
Eso es bonito.
But Father told me that you are God here, and
Padre
you called me,
me dijo
and
que
spoke to me,
aquí, y tú me dijiste,
and I have gotten to
mí,
know you.
And
he even cried out
y aún me clamó,
when he talked about his death, no, I'll die for you.
Él habla acerca de su muerte, okay. No, yo muero por ti.
This is knowing him.
Esto es conocerlo a él.
I need my kids, I need my brothers and sisters, I need to know him more than anything.
Mis hermanos, mis hermanas, que lo conozcan a él así.
Jay, how can you help Mina know him? You can't.
¿Cómo puedes tú ayudarme a conocerlo?
You can cry, you can pray, you can talk doctrine, you can do this, but something has to happen between Mina and God.
Pero algo tiene que pasar entre yo y Dios.
So you as a parent, Amy, all we can do is get on our knees and cry and pray. Okay? Because nobody taught that to Peter.
Le enseñó eso a Pedro.
Except his Heavenly Father.
Excepto su Padre Celestial.
But this is the only safe place.
Pero
now,
es el único lugar
I want you to know how important this is because here in the message,
Melchizedek,
nobody, please, nobody's fallen asleep yet, right?
Nadie okay. está cayendo a dormir, ¿correcto? Está bien.
At the beginning of the message,
en el principio del mensaje,
Brother Branham says, this is paragraph 2, right at the very beginning. We thank thee for thy great power,
te damos gracias por ese gran poder,
thy great revelation
gran
of thyself
de ti mismo
to us
a nosotros
in this last days.
En estos últimos días.
Now, that's us.
Ahora, ese somos nosotros.
We've come in contact. I'm skipping.
Contexto,
I'm just trying to get.
Tratando de,
we've come in contact with the living God. Did you hear that?
Con el
Avery,
Dios
we came
eso?
In contact with
venimos
God.
En contacto con el Dios viviente.
I didn't just listen to a sermon.
No tan solo escuchamos un sermón.
I didn't learn about him.
No aprendí acerca de él.
I came in contact with Zoe. I met him.
Zoe. Lo conocí.
You with me, kids?
Me entiende, niños.
We need to get to know Jesus as he is in truth.
A Jesús como él es en verdad.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
as he is in reality.
Como él es en realidad.
Okay, now here's what he says.
Ahora, aquí está lo que dice.
This day when there seems no way to go.
Este día cuando parece que no hay a ningún lugar que ir.
That's where we are.
Ahí es donde nos encontramos.
You could apply that right to where we are in the natural today.
Usted puede hacer y suplir esto en lo natural el día de hoy.
Here's what he says.
Aquí es lo que dice.
We're so glad.
Estamos tan contentos.
We found the safety zone.
Que encontramos la zona segura.
The retreat.
El descanso.
What is the retreat?
¿Qué es esto?
Uh-huh. Noah?
Noé.
It's with Jesus.
Es con Jesús.
I've contacted him.
Lo he contactado.
I know him.
Lo conozco.
In what he is.
En lo que él es.
He's revealed himself
él
to
se
me.
Reveló el mismo, el mismo.
And there's a love affair.
Y hay un asunto de amor.
And the whole church world
toda la iglesia del mundo
can say,
puede decir,
I love the Lord.
Yo amo al Señor.
But the bride will say,
pero la novia dirá,
I'm in love with him.
Estoy enamorado con él.
Does that make a difference?
¿Hace eso una diferencia?
Mina, is that making any sense to you, honey? It's him. It's
para
getting
ti,
to
Gina?
Know him.
Es
it's
él,
a love.
Conociéndolo a él.
He, it's knowing
es conociendo
the depths of his love
las profundidades de su amor
that he
que él
would speak. Lilia?
Hablará.
To me.
Me hablará a mí.
Right?
Correcto.
Isabel.
Isabel.
Where's Eliana? Is she hiding?
¿Dónde está Eliana? ¿Está ahí?
Is she here? Oh, she's
acaba
hiding.
De salir.
Okay.
Está bien.
So,
entonces,
I could go on here. I want to go on here.
Quiero estar.
For all of you adults, yes, I know there's a lot of scriptures. I'm trying to reduce this for the children's sake and the new people. I don't know, Sister Ann, Brother Daniel, have you ever gone this over with these things with Sister Ann? Michael, you know, Brother John here, I sent him these scriptures, but I kept telling him, John, we're going to get on the phone and talk through these, and we never have yet.
Huh?
Yeah, we're going to work on it.
Lo vamos a hacer.
Okay.
Está bien.
So,
entonces,
there's only one safe place,
hay tan solo un lugar seguro,
and that's where Jesus reveals himself to you.
Jesús se revela el mismo a usted.
Okay.
Está bien.
Where you don't know about him, you know him.
Usted no sabe acerca de
you
él.
Know
usted
him,
lo conoce.
Okay?
Usted lo conoce.
Now,
ahora,
he builds his church.
Ahora él edifica su iglesia.
Okay?
¿Está bien?
Okay. Upon this rock I will build my church.
Edificaré mi iglesia.
Oh, how many times have you heard me say this?
¿Cuántas veces me has escuchado decir esto?
You can build anything you want to, and
usted
men always do.
Cualquier cosa que quiera. El hombre todo tiempo.
True, Jay?
Yeah.
Build what you want.
Edifica lo que tú quieras.
That's not the question. The question
esa
is,
no es la pregunta. La
are you in
es,
what he's building?
Estás tú en lo que él
I don't
está
care what you're building.
No me importa lo que tú
I only need
dedicando.
To be in what
solo
he is building. Now, am I have to ask
dedicando.
The question. Avery, I'm.
Estoy ahí.
Does
la
that
pregunta.
Make sense, honey?
¿Tiene esto sentido?
I need to know I'm a part of what he's
yo
doing.
Necesito saber que soy parte
he's building.
De lo que él está edificando.
Okay.
Está bien.
He builds the. What is the church?
¿Qué es la iglesia?
It's the ones he calls out of the world,
el,
called out.
Son los que llamado fuera del mundo.
Are you called out of the world?
¿Eres llamado fuera del mundo?
Why, Mina, did he call you out?
¿Por qué te llamó fuera del mundo, Mina?
Because I want to show you how much I love you.
Porque, porque quiero mostrarte cuánto yo te amo.
That's your Lord.
Ese es tu Señor.
I don't want the world. Do you know that the no Bible mundo, says mundo. He's a jealous God, Eliana?
Lo que la Biblia dice que es un Dios
and
celoso.
Do you know what he tells you, each one of you?
Huh?
I'm not going to share you with those devils.
No te voy a compartir con esos demonios.
I'm jealous.
Soy celoso.
Uh-huh.
Sí.
Zoe is going to say, honey, I want you all to myself.
Zoe te está diciendo, te quiero todo para mí.
Right?
Correcto.
Okay. Did I lose you, kids?
Los perdí, niños.
Little bit back there hiding. Can even Addie? Can you? Can she understand any of this? Jesus loves you. He wants you. He wants to speak to you. And if he does, that's your only safe place against all the devils in hell. Everybody there?
En contra de todos los diablos.
Okay. All right. He builds his church by revealing himself.
Él edifica su iglesia a través de revelarse él mismo.
He reveals what he allots to each church age about himself.
Él revela lo que él asignó a cada edad de la iglesia acerca de
él. He reveals who he is.
Él revela quién él es.
He reveals what he is.
Él revela lo que él es.
He reveals, and he comes to you and says, "This, Lilia."
Lilia.
Love you, honey. I love all these kids. I'm so burdened because I was a teenager. Okay, I want you after church to go up to every person older. Ask your dad, Eliana. Isabel, you ask your mom. Would you go back to be a teenager? Ron, would you? What?
Una vez es suficiente.
So we know you guys are going through it, and we would never go back and go through it again because once is enough.
Volveremos, no queremos volver ahí.
True.
¿Verdad?
Okay.
Está bien.
So this is the whole thing. He's got to reveal. He has to reveal himself.
Él se tiene que revelar él mismo.
And listen, kids.
Escuche, niños.
This is what I want you to know this morning.
Es lo que quiero que sepan ustedes.
It's only you that he reveals himself to.
Es solamente tú el cual se revela.
That makes you safe from all the devils in hell.
Que te hace seguro de todos los demonios en el infierno.
There is no other safe place.
No hay ningún otro lugar
Mina,
seguro.
Does that make sense, honey?
¿Tiene esto sentido?
Huh?
Querida.
He loves you. He wants you. He's not going to share you with any devils. And he says, let me speak to your heart. Let me show you who I am. Let me tell you about me. And then all the devils can attack you, but they can't have you. That's an important thing for this. Okay. Okay. Now, with that, we can ask the question, how in the world does he do this? How does he reveal himself? How does he reveal his word? Avery, in such a way that it captures your eyes and say, I want my eyes on you, Lord. How does he do that? So then we go to this scripture. It's so important, okay? Why is this scripture important, adults?
¿Por qué es esta escritura importante, adultos?
Because
porque
by God's infinite wisdom, Bethany,
por la sabiduría infinita de Dios,
you're not going to open your Bible,
tú no vas a abrir tu Biblia,
and find a paragraph.
Y encontrar un parágrafo.
Oh, this is how we believe in the message of the hour.
Ah, esto es como creemos en el mensaje de la hora.
You're not going to go and okay, and say, this is why
it
expounded that there has to be an Elijah in this day and a prophet. But what he's going to do, okay, kids, please, there you go, eyes on me, because my eyes are on you. Okay, I want to speak to your heart. I want others to help. Your dad's going to help. Okay, you're going to have brothers and sisters, but that doesn't take the place of him. Okay, they have to be there, but he has to be there most. And he's saying to you kids, I love you, I want you.
I love you, te quiero.
But this is how his love works. Strange. Everything in the scripture is strange.
Todo en la escritura es extraño.
Okay, upon this rock I will build the gates of hell. This is the only safe place. Revelation of Jesus? Yeah, that's the only safe place.
Seguro. Este es el único lugar seguro.
So we're going from strange to strange to strange things. Okay? But it's beautiful because it's the wisdom of God. Okay. We're all familiar with this. Noah, you are. You've been through this.
At
least a couple Sundays ago you were. Isaiah 28.
Isaías 28.
Noah's going to read verse 9. Oh, loud. So you can't be a baby. You can't stay a baby.
No,
he wants you to grow.
Bebé, no te puedes quedar un bebé.
Mina's going to read verse 10. Loud, sweetie, bye. Avery. Love it. Twelve, Christian. Verse 13, Lilia.
Lilia.
So why does he do this?
Porque él hace esto.
He's going to, somehow, God works in your heart.
Dios los tiene en su corazón.
And he's going to say to you,
usted,
it's time for quiet time.
Es tiempo para tiempo.
How many of you kids have quiet time?
¿Cuántos lo han hecho?
Where you open your Bible and just get with you and Jesus.
Y
if you don't,
usted dice Jesús. Usted no.
Eliana,
Eliana.
Isabel.
Isabel.
You won't survive without it.
Usted no van a sobrevivir sin esto.
The devil will tear you to pieces.
El diablo los destrozará pedazos.
You need this.
Usted necesita
and you need
esto.
Your time.
Y necesitan el tiempo.
Okay?
Está bien.
And when you get that time, you're going to open your Bible. And
cuando ustedes llegan a ese tiempo, ustedes
like every one of us.
Como cada uno de nosotros lo hacemos.
Okay, Stephen, when you open your Bible, Esteban, where should I read, right? And all of a sudden, Bethany, what do you do? Do you ever just open it up and start reading?
Huh?
That's a good one. There's so much there. But all of a sudden, even in the book of Psalms, Bethany, there's a word here, and all of a sudden, the word will jump out at you, won't it?
Okay.
And maybe the next time you open your book, Janelle, maybe he'll open you to another passage and another word there. Okay. Isn't that interesting? But here's what happens. Kids, you'll open your Bible and here's a word over in Isaiah and here's a word over in the Psalms and here's a word over in Matthew. And all of a sudden something happens inside of you and says, oh,
oh.
That's how he does it.
Así es como él lo hace.
That's how he does it. Does that
así
make sense?
Hace.
Sort of weird, isn't it?
Un poquito extraño, ¿no?
You'd think you could just open up and say,
solo lo va a abrir y
make
dice,
it plain.
Haz un plan.
I just want to read a simple paragraph leer. That puts it all together for me.
Que lo pone todo juntamente para mí.
But you know what he's telling you?
¿Sabe lo que le está diciendo?
It's his love
es
to you.
Para usted.
Okay?
Está bien.
Noah, it's his love to you.
Es amor por ti, Noah.
Let me help you put it together.
Déjame ayudarte a ponerlo.
I'm going to show you a word here. I'm going to show you a word
there. Una palabra
there.
Aquí, una palabra allá.
But
pero
without that,
sin eso,
without him doing it this way,
si que lo haga de esta manera,
you could just go to school.
Usted puede ir a la escuela,
and the teacher in a Christian school, here's a paragraph and here's what you should
cristiana.
Know. Memorize it.
Esto es lo que debes saber. Memorízalo.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
And you memorize it to pass the test, and as soon
la
as the test is over, you forgot it.
Y tan pronto la prueba pasado,
right?
Usted se olvida,
but if this happens,
pero si esto acontece,
Addie, when Jesus loves you so much, he wants
Jesús
to
ama tanto,
talk to your heart.
Él quiere hablarte a tu corazón.
When he does it this way, and he'll
cuando
bring
él hace de esta
a
manera,
verse,
y él traerá un versículo.
Right, Zoe?
Correcto,
one here,
uno aquí,
and one there,
uno
and
allá,
all of a sudden,
repente, oh,
a picture oh, starts to form.
Un cuadro se empieza
do
a formar.
You know what that is, Eliana?
Eso es, Eliana?
Sophie's so quiet.
Sophie está tan quieta.
It's Jesus saying, I love you so much.
Es Jesús, te amo tanto, diciendo
I want
eso.
To do this for you.
Quiero
let me put it
ti.
Together.
Quiero ponerlo
it's his love.
Por ti.
It's how
es
he does
amor.
It.
Es como él lo hace.
Okay.
Yes.
Is this making any sense to you kids? Christian?
Okay.
So this is how he does it.
Esto es como él
and
lo
he
hace.
Has to do it
y tiene que
because he loves you that much.
Lo ama usted tanto.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Because he wants to speak to you personally.
Él quiere hablarte a ti personalmente.
And he's going to help you link this word to that word to this word.
All righty, I think we got it.
Okay.
Está bien.
Now.
Ahora.
Next verses.
Siguiente versículo.
Yes.
Sí.
When he does this, Avery.
Cuando él hace esto, Avery.
When you spend time, Mina.
Cuando pasas tiempo.
Okay, Zoe.
Zoe.
Are you laughing at me? Grandpa loves you.
Grandpa te ama.
Well, Grandpa loves all of you guys.
Bueno, Grandpa nos ama.
Okay,
todos.
When he does this, it's a personal connection that is needed to approach his word.
Para acercar su
and
palabra.
Here's where you're safe from the devil.
Y aquí es donde usted está seguro.
When all the devils of hell come to you,
bueno, todos los demonios
and they say, oh, what are your friends saying? Oh, what is the school saying?
¿Qué dicen tus amigos?
Oh, you better dress like, act like.
Mejor actúa y vístete.
Okay, the devils come to you, girls, and say, oh, try some makeup.
Vamos a tratar algo de maquillaje.
And he comes to you guys and say, here's a little pornography.
Aquí hay algo de pornografía.
Yeah, because you know very well I'm going to be very blunt. In the old days, you had to go looking for pornography. Now pornography comes looking for you.
En últimos días usted tenía que, en los tiempos tempranos, usted tenía
there's
que ir
devils.
A buscar por ello. Pero ahora eso viene a usted.
And if you have met Jesus and know him, there's
si
something
conoce,
happens that he protects you from all those devils that want to destroy you.
Que quieren destruirte.
You with me?
¿Me entiende usted?
Okay.
Está bien.
So we've read in God's word
leímos en la palabra de Dios
that he will build you up. That's in Matthew 24.
Esto está en Mateo 24.
Okay, kids, Noah,
niños,
he will protect you
él te protegerá
by giving you the revelation of himself.
A través de darte su revelación de él mismo.
Isn't that odd?
¿No es eso extraño?
It's contrary to human thought, isn't
es contrario al pensamiento humano,
it? But it's perfectly the word of God.
Pero es perfectamente la palabra de Dios.
Kids, one
niños,
more time.
Una vez más.
Because you were sleeping through that one.
Usted estaba durmiendo a través de esa.
I can tell when you're sleeping.
Puedo darme cuenta que estabas durmiendo.
Let me read. God will protect you from all the devils in hell
de todos los demonios del
by giving you the revelation
a
of himself.
De darte su revelación del mismo.
That makes sense?
¿Tiene esto sentido?
No, but it's true.
Es verdad.
Yeah.
Sí.
Okay. We also read that he will reveal himself by showing you one word here
se mostrará, va a través de mostrarte una palabra aquí,
and one word there, Eliana.
Una palabra allá.
Isabel?
Isabel,
okay.
Está bien.
One word here, one word there.
Una palabra aquí, una palabra
from
allá.
Another place in Scripture.
De otro
so
lugar
now
en la Escritura.
We ask,
ahora,
how did he write the Scriptures?
¿Cómo él escribió las Escrituras?
And how does he speak to you?
¿Y cómo él te habla
he speaks through his prophets.
Habló a través de sus profetas.
Okay. Whoa. How did that get by there? No. Isaiah 28. Well, we skip two, Jess. Well, that's the old guy for you.
Ahí está el viejo por ti.
Okay, so I missed two. Amos 3:7. Very common scripture.
Amos 3:7, una escritura muy común.
Write it down, chillens.
Okay.
Amos 3:7, surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he reveals his secret to his servant the prophet.
Porque no hará nada Jehová el Señor sin que revele.
So I don't have Isaiah 61 either, huh? Well, in the keynote, I must have. All right. What he will do, what God will do, Christian.
¿Qué Dios hará, Christian?
What he will do,
¿qué él hará?
However he will do it, he does
como
it through his prophets.
Lo hace, él lo hace a través de sus profetas.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
And this is how he's going to build you up.
Y así es como él te edificará.
He build up his church.
Edificará
he's going to build you up to protect you.
Te va a edificar para protegerte.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Isabel is going to build you up to protect you. I love you.
Te amo.
I want you to myself.
Te quiero para
I'm not going
mismo.
To share you with any devils.
No te voy a compartir con ningún demonio.
I'm going to hold my arms around you and hold the devils
voy a
away from you.
Abrazarte,
right, kids?
Y tú, ningún demonio puede quitarte okay. De mis manos. ¿Está bien, niñas?
Now he's going to do it. He's going to use the prophets to reveal this. Now, the next scripture we're going to, open your Bibles, please, Isaiah 61. The next scripture we're going to go is takes us right back to Isaiah 28, what we have here. One word here, one word there. Okay, and he's going to speak one word here, one word there. The next scripture tells us that the fulfillment of one verse can span thousands of years. Okay, Levi? And that's, we went over this that Sunday at you guys' house. Okay. I really don't have that, do I? Isaiah 61? Well, Shazammy. My goodness. Okay. Excuse me? Thank you, Jesus.
Gracias, Jesús.
Okay, Isaiah 61, 1 and 2. Noah's going to, Noah read. Seth, you're going to read verse 1. And 2. Isabel hiding. You can't hide from this old guy. Sit up, sweetie. There you go, honey babes. Okay. 2.
Dos.
Okay. Now we have to take that. This is familiar. I hope it's a familiar. You know this one, right? Have you heard this? Avery is familiar to you guys, right? Okay. So the next one we go to is Luke chapter 4, 18 to 21, and we're going to compare those. Okay, Eliana, you're going to read the verse, and so is Sophie, and so is Levi. Okay, Luke 4, 18. Eliana.
Eliana.
Okay. Next verse.
Siguiente.
Sophie?
Sophie.
There you go. Next verse, Levi.
Levi, 20.
And? Okay. Why did we read these now? What does this have to do with everything? Because he wants to show you. He wants to speak to you. He wants to reveal himself. And kids, listen, you come to church. And I think you guys feel like you're in the background all the time and it's the old people. Okay. Listen, kids, you don't know how much he loves you. Listen, I tell us, Zoe, Lilia, what, do you know what Jesus went through to get to you?
Huh?
What did God go through to get in so he could come to you?
Huh?
Do you know how much pain he went through?
¿Saben ustedes cuánto dolor tuve que soportar para venir a ustedes?
Do you know how much he hurt?
¿Sabe cuánto él fue lastimado?
Do you know the depth of despair he went?
¿Sabe usted la profundidad de la desesperación que él pasó a través de él?
To get you, Noah?
Para venir a ti,
to
Noah?
To reach you?
Para alcanzarte?
To get into your heart, Avery?
Para entrar a tu corazón, Avery.
Now, here he's trying to say, I'm doing this because I want a connection with you. Come to me. Open your Bible. Let me speak to your heart. Let me bring out a verse here. Let me bring out a verse there. Okay, then we go to Isaiah 61. And Jesus comes to the middle of a verse and closes the Bible. Lilia, isn't that weird? He doesn't even finish.
Ni siquiera termina de leer.
It's because you guys, the next part of the verse,
siguiente parte del versículo,
thousands of years
miles de
between
años,
one part of a verse and the next
de una
part of a
parte
verse.
De un versículo a la segunda parte
he
de
preached the acceptable year of the Lord.
Predicó el año aceptable,
he sits down
del Señor, se sienta,
because the rest isn't applied.
El resto no aplica.
It still hasn't applied. How
y
many years
no
since
aplicado.
Isaiah wrote that?
Okay,
Jason,
okay,
how many years from Isaiah till now? How many? That's a long time to fulfill a verse. But Mina, he loves you so much, he's going to... Do you know what he went through to get to you, honey? So he could come to you, so he could speak to you, Noah, so he could not only get to you, Christian, but come in you to get inside your heart. Where's, Timothy, Matthew's gone. Timothy's hiding. You're in a safe place because I can't see you. Boo, you're there. Yeah.
Natalie.
Ah, your turn, honey. Yeah. Okay, so now here we have established he wants to reveal himself. He's going to use prophets.
Va a usar profetas.
He's going to do it through his Bible.
Va a ser a través de su Biblia.
He's going to show you a word here. He's going to show you a word there.
Una palabra allá.
This one might be 2,000, 3,000 years ago. This one might be today.
300 años atrás.
But only he can put this together for
él
you.
Puede
okay.
Esto. ¿Está bien?
So here we're coming. Okay, with these scriptural principles down, maybe we can go. I caught up with myself. Okay. With these principles down, we can look at how God uses the spirit of Elijah. Have you ever heard this verse? Zoe? Malachi 4, does that sound familiar? Sort of important for us in this day.
Importante para nosotros en este día.
Okay, right, Levi?
Correcto, Levi?
Important for us in this day to know this, these verses.
Este día, conocer estos versículos.
Okay.
Está bien.
Six verses.
Versículos.
See, I got one to two. See, I can't do anything right. It's what happens when you get my age.
Esto es lo que acontece cuando usted.
Oh, no, it's because it's only that on a slide. Okay.
Oh, no, porque está ahí.
For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven. Natalie, has that day come yet? Not yet. So that's still future, isn't it? And all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble in the day that cometh shall burn them up. It shall leave them neither root nor branch, but unto you, oh, look at this, Seth. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings and shall go forth and grow as calves of the stall. Natalie, isn't that cool? Isn't that that's a promise. Do you know, it says the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in his wings. Okay, Zoe, you're going to grow up. Timothy. And grow up as calves of the stall. What in the world is he talking about there?
¿De qué caramba se le está hablando?
The calf in the stall is the one that the prize he cares for and comes out and makes sure he has water and food. And he's my prize, and I gotta. I'm not going to turn him out in the pasture. I'm going to keep him under my tender care.
Yo los voy a cuidar. Voy a tener cuidado.
Do you know what this is saying, Avery?
¿Sabe lo que está diciendo?
Let's connect two scriptures.
Vamos a conectar las escrituras.
Malachi 4:2.
Malaquías 4.
Matthew 24.
Mateo 24.
Revelation of Jesus Christ.
Revelación
I'm safe.
De Jesucristo.
Okay, you the fear of the Lord. That means you want to obey him. Something inside.
Algo dentro.
Okay, we're going to obey him.
Vamos a obedecerle.
And look at what happens. I'm going to care
pasa.
For you so tenderly. Isn't that beautiful, Zoe? Next. There we go. There's the rest. And he shall draw down the wicked, and they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet. In the day that I shall do this, saith the Lord of hosts, remember you the law of Moses, my servant, Whom I commanded unto him in Oreb for all Israel,
statutes.
Okay, and here, verse 5, behold, I will send you Elijah. When's he going to send Elijah? Before the great, before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Before God returns in judgment and the sixth seal opens up and tribulation happens, he has to have Elijah coming. And he's going to do two things. Verse 6. And he's going to turn the hearts of the children, fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to the fathers. Okay. Two things. Okay. Now, here is the safe place because you that fear the Lord, he's going to rise with healing and he's going to protect you and watch over you. And then he's going to do these two things. Again, spanning John thousands of years. Turn the hearts of the fathers. Now, how do we know about this verse? Because God vindicated his voice to us in these days. Through a prophet. What is the first part? Turn the hearts of the children, of fathers to the children. Okay? What does that mean, Josh? What did he do when he turned the hearts of the fathers to the children? There you go. Okay, kids, that's what he did. But that happened a long time ago. But now there has to be another time before the Lord comes back. He's going to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children of the fathers. And fathers, yeah. Fathers to the children and children of the fathers. Now, we know because of, again, a vindicated word, he's taken us back to the apostles. What they preached, the faith that was once delivered to the saints. Avery, did I lose you?
Are
you okay, honey? Lilia, you with me? You guys, this is sort of a review for them. Okay. So, Elijah, important figure. God loves that. It's actually, Brother Branham said that was the Spirit of Christ. New Testament. Here comes Elijah, but he says, so let's go to John. John the Baptist, and we know in this day, okay, as John the Baptist forerun my first coming, God spoke out of a pillar of fire. As John the Baptist preceded me, made ready a way for me. Okay, so will you, your message. So here's John. Crazy man. That's what they thought. Here's a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness to the light that all men through him might believe.
Para que todos creyeran.
He was not that light, but he was sent to bear witness to the light.
Fue enviado para ser testigo de la vida.
He was a messenger.
Era un mensajero.
Okay. Now here's the interesting part.
Aquí está la parte
Verse 19.
Versículo 19.
The Pharisees said, huh?
Los fariseos dicen, oh.
They knew the scriptures. They knew Lilia Malachi 4, and they see this man, and they hear him and saying, this guy's weirder than all get out, okay? He must be full of devils. And that's the way they always look at men from God. Okay. So they knew because of the scriptures that Elijah had to come. So let's read. Seth, read
19.
1:19. And 20, Zoe? I am not the Christ. 21, Lilia?
Y le preguntaron, ¿qué pues? ¿Eres tú Elías? Dijo, no, soy. ¿Eres tú el profeta? Y respondió,
Isn't that interesting?
¿No es interesante?
Verse 22, Mina.
22, Mina. Le dijeron, pues, ¿quién eres? Para que demos respuesta a los que nos enviaron. ¿Qué dices de ti mismo?
Verse 23, Levi.
Versículo 23, Levi. Dijo, yo soy la voz de uno que clama en el desierto, de ser el camino del Señor. Como dijo el profeta Isaías.
Okay, so we know that he's quoting Isaiah 40. Verse 3, they know that Elijah has to come. They said, are you Elijah? He said, no, I am not. Now look at what the next phrase is. Avery, are you what? That. They had something in mind. And they figured because he was a scriptural man, he would understand. He said, are you that? And he says, I am not that. So he says, who are you? And he answered very correctly and perfectly. Okay. I am the one. Now in the following verse, kids. Jesus further identifies John, and this time, okay, he says he is. Now, John, this is sort of strange. I hope you're getting this, bud. Okay. He said, are you Elijah? No, I'm not. Are you that? He says, no, I'm not that. What is the that he's referring to? Okay, and we find out in another scripture here, Matthew 11, 7. Here, kids, here's what's so important with these scriptures. Listen, I said it at the beginning. Daniel, you know this. When you testify to people at work, you can talk about Jesus all day long. But if you mention a prophet, they label you either as a Mormon or some kind of weird cult, okay? And they say, stay away from this guy, he's weird. John, they have no idea all of this is the Word of God. They have no idea. Why? Because they're looking for a certain paragraph in the Word of God that explains it all to him, right? And they're not going to find it. Why, Daniel? Because it's one word here, it's one word there. It's a revelation from Jesus Christ. One part of a verse is thousands of years different from the last part of the verse. Only God puts that together, right? Okay, so here's John. He just said he wasn't Elijah. Okay, here's John, Matthew 11. And then Jesus spake unto the multitudes concerning John. What went ye out in the wilderness to see? A reed shaken with the wind, but what went you out to see? A man clothed in soft raiment. Behold, they wear soft clothing and kings. And what went you out to see? A prophet? Okay. More than a prophet. Now he quotes Malachi 3, Jesus does. So John fills Isaiah 40, verse 3, and Malachi 3, 1. For this is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my messenger before thy face. And he shall prepare the way. So John has a big... All right, now let's go to the next verses. Here's what Jesus is saying about John.
Aquí está lo que Jesús está diciendo acerca de Juan.
Okay, Eliana.
Eliana.
When you go and say, I'm following a message, they're weird. You're weird.
Tú vas, Eliana,
you're following a man.
Tú estás siguiendo
un Stay hombre. Away from this guy.
Es un extraño.
But everything we believe is in the Word of God perfectly. That's what we have to be grounded in the Word of God and in the Scriptures. Noah, makes sense, honey? Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women that are not risen, hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist.
No hay uno más grande que Juan el Bautista.
Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he.
Pero el más pequeño en el reino de los cielos mayor es que él.
And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violence take it by force.
Desde los días de Juan el Bautista hasta ahora, el reino de los cielos sufre violencia y los violentos lo arrebatan.
And all the law and the prophets. All the prophets and the law prophesied until John.
Porque todos los profetas y la ley profetizaron hasta Juan.
Young people,
gente joven,
stand up.
Párese.
Read verse 14 out loud with me.
Lean 14 conmigo.
Everybody, all the youngins.
Todos
okay.
Los jóvenes.
Youngins, come on.
Levántense, jóvenes.
There you go. Okay, we're going to read verse 14 together, right? And out loud, and if he will receive it, this is Elijah who was to come. He that hath an ears to hear, let him hear. Sit down. Thank you, kids. All right. John said he wasn't Elijah. Isabel?
Él dice que no era Elías, Isabel. Juan.
I love you, honey.
Te quiero.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
John said he wasn't Elijah. Now Jesus says he was. Who's telling the truth?
Juan dice que él no era.
John.
Jesús dice que él era. ¿Quién está diciendo la verdad?
They're both telling the truth.
Los dos están diciendo la verdad.
Because he wasn't that coming of Elijah. He was another one.
Ese no era esa venida de Elías. Ese
he says,
otra.
I'm not that prophet.
Yo no soy ese profeta.
He knew what they were going through because
ellos
he was a prophet. He could read their minds.
Porque él era un profeta y él podía leer
okay.
Sus mentes. ¿Está bien?
But Jesus said, hey,
Jesús dijo,
you are.
Tú lo eres.
But then look at verse 15. Entonces, don't you think that's interesting, Russ?
No piensas que es interesante.
He that hath an ear, let him hear. Why does he say that, Jason?
Escuche.
Comes by revelation.
Porque viene por revelación.
It's the same thing he said to the churches.
Lo mismo
every church age.
Iglesia,
he that hath an ear. Kids, that's significant.
Eso es importante, niños.
What's happening here?
¿Qué está pasando aquí?
Something happens with Elijah that's
algo
going to happen
por Elías,
by revelation.
Que pasó por revelación,
and it has to do with this.
Tiene que ver,
he's going to show you Jesus.
Él te va a mostrar a Jesús.
And here's your safe place from the devil.
Aquí está tu lugar.
Isn't that odd?
No es eso
Isn't
extraño?
That weird?
No es
but
extraño,
it's true, kids.
Pero es verdad, niños.
Do you want to be safe from the devil?
¿Quieren estar seguros ustedes del diablo?
Huh?
¿Eh?
Doesn't that scare the liver out of you, Seth, sometimes?
No, asusta.
Look what he does in your head.
Mira lo que hace en su cabeza.
It's the greatest battle ever fought. We know that.
La batalla más grande jamás peleada.
Hey, you kids, we're still fighting.
Oh, niños,
us old people.
Peleando, Sofía.
We fight him every day.
Cada día peleamos.
So we know you're fighting him every day because you still got skin
peleando.
Just like we do, right?
Entonces, también tienen piel, así como nosotros.
Okay, Elijah.
Elías.
John the Baptist was Elijah.
Juan el Bautista.
Let's continue,
Elías.
See what else he says.
Para ver qué más dice.
Matthew 17.
Mateo 17.
And his disciples say, why then say the scribes that Elijah will come first?
Porque describe que
verse
Elías
11.
Tenía que venir primero.
Kids, stand up.
Pues niños, párense.
Read it out loud with me. There you go. Ready?
Listo.
Go. And Jesus answered and said unto them, Elijah truly shall first come and restore all. There you go. Thank you. So here, John. John says he wasn't Elijah. Jesus says he was. Jesus said Elijah was John the Baptist. Now here in another verse, remember, here a little, there a little, line upon line, here there, okay? Right? He says he will come. Okay, Eliana, what tense is will? Will come. Is that past, present, or future?
Pasado, presente, futuro.
Something will happen. Future. Good job,
futuro,
kiddo.
Futuro. Buen trabajo, niña.
He will come. Is
él
that future
vendrá.
Tense?
Ese es el tiempo
and when
futuro.
He's come, what's he got to do, Mina?
Él va a ser, Nina?
He's going to, what is the last three, four words, Mina? Read them out loud.
Cuatro palabras, Nina. Lelo.
He's going to restore.
Él va
somebody
restaurar.
Has to come and restore. What's he going to restore?
¿Qué va a restaurar?
Is this coming together, kids? What we believe is perfectly in the Bible, and what we believe, if you see this, you're going to be safe from the devil. How many of you want these kids safe from the devil? Huh? It's the most important thing. Okay. He's going to come. He did come. He will come. And when he comes, he's going to restore.
Él va a
restaurar. I'm almost done, kids. Hold Gracias on, cabo. Hold on. Avántese, I'm not avántese. Trying to hold you.
No estoy tratando de detenerlos.
What happened? Why is there nothing more?
¿Por qué no hay más?
Is that it, Jess?
¿Eso es todo?
Huh? Oh, there.
Oh, ahí está.
Here's a prophecy. Thousands of years before. Oh, I don't know how many thousands, but Jason does. I bet you go ask him. Aha, put you on spot. And I will restore unto you, Joel says.
Y te restaurará a ti.
There has to be a restoration coming.
Tiene que haber una restauración que venga.
Okay, and why does something need to be restored? Because the locust has eaten cankerworm, caterpillar, palmer worm. My great army, which I sent among you. Okay. There's lots of things.
I'm
trying to keep it simple. Something has to come and restore something. Elijah's going to restore. He has to come. That's what Jesus said, right? All right. Acts 3. This is sort of the end crucial one right here, kids. Peter is talking.
Pedro está hablando.
This is Peter preaching.
Este es Pedro predicando.
If you have been, kids, stand up.
Niños, párense.
Oh, my chillens, I love you all so much. Okay. Eliana is just blushing like crazy that I'm afraid to death I might call her. All right. Repent ye therefore and be converted that your sins may be blotted out.
Así que arrepentidos y convertidos para que sean borrados vuestros pecados.
You know what? These people were in a bad place. They were terrified.
Estaban aterrados estos
because they realized they crucified Jesus.
Porque ellos fueron los que crucificaron a Jesús.
Okay. Jason, look at this next phrase. When the times of refreshing. Isaiah 28. Remember, he said a refreshing? Here it is.
Tiempos.
There's a time of refreshing. Shall come from where?
Vendrán de donde?
Avery, where's it going to come from? The time of refreshing shall come from what?
¿De dónde vendrá el tiempo?
It's right there in verse 1.
Está ahí, 19. Versículo 19.
That's cool. That means something's coming to refresh you.
Hay algo que viene a darle refrigerio.
That means I love you so much. I need
te amo tanto.
I'm coming to help you.
Vengo okay? a ayudarte.
Está bien. That's his love to you, kids.
Es su amor para ustedes, niños.
Verse 20.
Versículo 20.
Okay. Timothy's going to read for us.
Timothy va a estar leyendo
verse 20.
Para nosotros, versículo 20. Y él envía a Jesucristo que
excellent.
Ha anunciado. Excelente.
21. Everybody's going to read 21 together.
A leer el 21.
Whom the heavens must receive until the time of the rest.
Hasta los tiempos de la
thanks, you may be seated.
De todas las cosas, de que habló Dios por boca
John,
de
there you go, buddy.
Tiempo,
Jesus cannot come back until things are restored.
Jesús no puede regresar hasta
and Jesus tells us who's going to restore.
Y Jesús nos dice quién va a restaurar.
Elijah will come and restore.
Elías vendrá y restaurará.
So there has to be something. See, you guys, in the Word of God is where we stand.
Es donde nos
why can't paramos. We, why didn't the denominations preach this?
¿Por qué las denominaciones no
because they couldn't
esto?
See it.
Porque ellos no pueden mirarlas.
Okay? Because the Heavenly Father
porque el Padre Celestial
hadn't revealed it. But no here he, the Heavenly Father has revealed it. Those that can receive. Russ, are you okay? All right. Whom the heavens must receive until the times of the restoring of all things. Who's going to restore? Elijah's going to restore.
¿Quién va a restaurar? Elías va a restaurar.
Which God hath spoken by the mouth of all of his holy prophets since the world began. And verse 22, the children, to keep you all awake, you're going to read with me, including Timothy behind the pillar. Okay. And Moses, come on kids, and Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God rise up unto you of your brethren like unto me. Him shall you hear in all So let's put two and two together. Mina?
Vamos a poner uno y dos juntamente, Nina.
John the Baptist was Elijah, but he wasn't Elijah because he wasn't restoring Elijah. Jesus said, John, Elijah came, but Elijah's coming.
Jesús dijo, Elías vino, pero Elías
it's in the Word of God, isn't it? Okay,
Daniel?
So Elijah came, Elijah comes, he has to restore all things. Jesus can't come back until he restores. How's he going to do it? Verse 22, he's going to use a prophet. What prophet? Prophet of Elijah. Okay, there you go. Okay, here we are, the first church age. It looks like a time when things are a mess. I'm going to read it all because I'm getting late. You can read this at home.
Usted puede leer esto en casa.
Okay, the church is a mess.
La iglesia es un enredo.
The nominal church, he said, verse 17,
versículo 17,
you think you're rich.
Piensas que eres rico.
You think you have a lot of good things.
Piensas que tienes muchas cosas buenas.
You think you don't need anything.
Y piensas que no tienes necesidad.
Man,
isn't
de nada. That the modern church of today?
No es así,
and Jesus says to them, you don't know you're wretched, miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked. Okay?
¿Está bien?
Sounds like somebody in need of restoration to me. How about you?
Suena como que alguien necesita.
Who's going to restore?
¿Quién va a restaurar?
Spirit of Elijah.
El espíritu de Elías.
How? Through a prophet.
¿Cómo? A través de un profeta.
Acts chapter 3. Word upon word, word upon word, here a little.
Palabra,
okay.
Sobre el texto.
Then we have this. Okay.
Tenemos esto.
Read it out loud with me, kids.
Leanla conmigo,
but in the days of the voice of the seventh angel when he begins to sound. Finish. There you go. Okay. Listen, I know that's a lot to go through. What is so critical for you guys?
Porque es tan crítico para ustedes.
When you go to public school,
a la escuela,
whether you're homeschool
quiera que sea que
and you're meeting with your friends,
en su casa, o se encuentre usted con sus
or
amigos,
you're going to a Christian school,
una iglesia,
the
una
minute you were mentioned the word prophet,
el momento usted
you are the biggest
profeta,
weirdo in the world.
Usted es el más gente extraña
with these mundo. Scriptures, you know exactly,
usted sabe exactamente,
I believe.
Yo creo.
In the Bible.
En la Biblia.
And the Bible tells us
la Biblia nos dice
that Elijah came.
Que Elías
Elijah vino. Has to come.
Que Elías tiene que
Jesus
venir.
Can't come back.
Jesús no
here's
regresar.
A question. John asked this.
Pregunta esto, Juan.
Hey, when you're on the phone, Daniel, ask this to the people. Are you looking for the Lord Jesus to return? Oh,
pregúntales,
yeah.
¿Estás buscando para que el Señor vuelva?
Yeah. Do you know that he can't come until Elijah comes and restores
no
all things? That's what Jesus said. Acts 3, Peter said he can't
Hechos
come back until the time of restitution.
Que no puede regresar hasta que
Acts 3,
sí.
It's going to be through a prophet.
Va a ser a través de un
going
profeta.
Back to Matthew 17,
de regreso a Mateo 17
Jesus said,
Jesús dijo,
Elijah's going to do it.
Elías lo va a
here
hacer.
We are.
Aquí nos encontramos.
This is it.
Esto es todo.
How do you recognize it?
¿Cómo
do you see, kids?
¿Ven niños?
I hope this helps you because when you're in school and when you're challenged and they would like to make you feel like an idiot,
y les gustaría hacerle a usted sentir como
they would make you like to make you feel like you're a fool.
Le hace pensar que sea usted como que es usted un tonto.
You don't have to feel that way because you know where you stand in the Word of God. You with me? Okay. If somebody would like these notes,
will
you let me know and I'll send them to your computers and you can print them out. I want you to have this. Kids, I want you safe from the enemy. Okay. There's a lot of things you can know. There are a lot of things that are good to know, Christian. Hey, Timothy. But the most important thing, to be safe from the devil that wants to kill you and destroy you, you've got to know Jesus. Listen to me. We know him when we sing, that's good. We feel his presence, that's good.
Cantamos, sentimos su presencia, eso
but
es
there's
bueno.
More.
Pero hay más.
We need to know him.
Necesitamos conocerlo.
Avery, in all the light, Mina,
en todo.
In all the life and light that he's given
todo
to us.
La vida y la vida que nos está dando.
Okay.
Está bien.
And we know
y sabemos.
It's 100% scriptural.
Que es 100%
it's 100% in the Word of God.
100% en la palabra de Dios.
And you know what?
¿Y sabes qué?
Jesus, who loves you.
Jesús, el cual te ama.
Jesus, who died for you.
Jesús, el cual murió por ti.
Jesus, who is jealous over you.
Jesús, que era celoso sobre ti.
Jesus says, I will not share you with devils.
Jesús dice, no te voy a compartir con diablos.
He says, I want you all to myself.
Te quiero uh-huh. para mí.
Right? Come into my haven of rest.
Ven a
get,
mi
get to know me.
De descanso. Conóceme.
And you will get to know me.
Conóceme.
Through the Word of God.
A través de la palabra de Dios.
Okay? And that in this day,
y en este día,
Jesus can't come until Elijah comes
no
to restore all things.
Que Elías venga a restaurar primero.
Seventh age messenger is here.
El séptimo mensajero
we know where we stand.
Sabemos dónde nos paramos.
We'll walk in the light. Such a beautiful. Stand up, would you? Come where the dewdrops of mercy. Oh, wait, let's just stop. Do you know we run over words all the time and don't even think about? Yeah, me and Derek. Okay? Kids. Do you know that there's mercy where the light of God is? Do you know that there's help? Listen, kids. All those devils that are hounding your head every day of the week, trying to get you to sin, trying to get you to disbelieve, trying to say, oh, this message is weird. It's not in the Bible.
Uh-huh.
No, it is in the Bible.
No, está en la
and
Biblia,
I know where it is.
Y yo sé dónde está.
And I know that if I come to him
y yo sé que si vengo a él,
and know him
y lo conozco,
and see him
y lo miro,
and listen to him,
y
Mina,
escucho a él, Mina,
he'll protect me from all
él
those
me protegerá
devils.
De todos estos
okay?
¿Está bien?
Let's sing it again.
Vamos a cantarlos juntos.
We'll need the light. Such a beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy. They're so beautiful, aren't they? Shine all around us by day. Never been a day. There's never been a day like this day to me. There's never been a day like this day I see. There's never been a light that shines. For Christ is revealing himself unto me. For Christ is revealing himself unto me. He's opened my eyes and now I can see. His word is becoming a just bask in his love, kids. Huh? If you could just know how much he loves you, how much he wants to speak to your heart. You know what? I get upset, you guys. The devil screams and shouts. And he loves you. He loves your attention.
Y él le gusta la atención de usted.
Yeah.
Sí.
I want you to be cool.
Quiero que seas así.
Jesus says no.
Jesús dice no.
I want you for myself.
Yo te quiero para mí.
I want you.
Te quiero.
I love you.
Te amo.
Do you know what I went through to get to you?
¿Sabes a través de todo lo que pasé?
When you know, you'll never be the same.
Y cuando tú sepas, nunca serás lo mismo.
And let me protect you.
Déjame protegerte.
Let me put my arms.
Déjame poner mis
let
brazos.
Me give you my shield of faith.
Déjame darte mi escudo.
Uh-huh.
Sí.
Let me wrap myself around you.
Déjame enrollarme
to protect you from all of those
para
devils.
Protegerte de todos esos demonios.
I would like to have access to you. Jason, come on up and close in prayer, would you, bud? Thank you, Lord.
Heavenly Father, we just come before you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Once again, as we're about to dismiss, Lord, that you would, Lord, bring this revelation to every heart. We, Lord, we love to be in the atmosphere, and we want to create that atmosphere not only in our church but in our homes and in our families and relationships between husband and wife and children. And Lord, but we also know that we can't bring the quickening, we can't make the change, we can't make that connection. We can create the atmosphere, but we certainly can't make the connection. That only comes by your sovereign grace, Lord, working in hearts, Lord, bringing forth the revelation. Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, that it isn't based on our own works and our own goodness and our own efforts, Lord, but it's by your Holy Spirit come and taking the word that's the seed that's been planted, Lord, even the seed that's been planted before the foundation of the world, to bring it to life, Father. So I pray that you would bring that to life in every heart, every young person's heart, Lord, as they're starting their journey. Lord, what a place they're in. What a position to be in. No need to be defiled by the world and by evil and by wickedness, Lord. But to just let that quickening power come forth, Lord, and take over, Lord. May they surrender themselves completely. May they give their hearts not just partially, not just stick their foot in, Lord. May they just take the leap of faith, Lord, and surrender themselves fully to you, Lord, that the word might live, Lord, to bring joy and peace and strength, Lord, and safety and rest, and above all, Lord, victory, overcoming power. Lord, we need that. We need you in us to bring forth overcoming power, Lord. We ask, Lord, may your hand be upon each one. Go before us, lead us, give wisdom, give understanding, give deliverance, give strength, Lord. We commit ourselves unto you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Now, you aren't allowed to leave till you hug one another. I want you to say to your person around you, I'm here for you. Because that's what we're here for, to be for here for each other. Okay. God bless you. No leaving without hugging.